I'm a real-life British person, and you're listening to The Curtis and Tara Show.
A dog's eating peanut butter, so that must mean it's time for The Curtis and Tara Show. My name is Curtis.
Curtis and Tara
Show. Oh my god, you said it right away. 11 seconds in, and you said...
I ruined it?
You ruined it, but it's not the last of ever, like, we just...
It's just the beginning.
I wanted to let them down easy with letting them know there's something new.
Okay.
That we've talked about it for...
I think Daryl figured it out.
For so long. I've wanted them to speculate and have, you know, visions of what God knows
sugar
what in their
plums?
Heads. Well, the sugar plums, like, oh, are they going to have a crazy wedding? Or are they going to move to, I don't know, the Arctic? Who knows what they're going to do?
I
was going to build up with...
They still don't know. They don't know.
They don't know, but...
okay.
Yeah,
you can beep that out.
No, it's too late. We can't.
What were you
going to
do?
I was just going to,
and go back in the way back machine.
Just ease into it. Well, now you did that. Now I forget what I was going to do.
Oh.
I was just going to be like, I was just, going to talk about how we always talk about every episode. You know, we always talk about changing the name, but I wasn't going to say this. We talked about it every episode. We finally did it. And say that 3 or 4 times until people are like, did what? We changed the name of the show. The systems, whatever you want to call them, that we were using.
Powers that be.
The
podcast gods.
The podcast gods that exist on the internet that we use to make the podcast exist. They didn't have all of the things that Tara wanted to be able to see. And their upload number thing was going down as far as the amount that they would put out. So then it was like, oh, hey, so you guys are just gonna make them disappear, kind of. I don't want that. So we're just gonna start over at a new place, a better place, and new time slot. Tara's the engineer for that whole show. She did a new website. It's no such thing as grownups.com, and that's also the name of the show. No such thing as grownups, because as much as we like being the Curtis and Tara Show, because we're Curtis and Tara, and this is our show. That's still, like we said every episode before, it's just stupid. Unless you're already a person whose name
matters.
You've
already been a fan of us for years, which there is a lot of people.
There are some people that are like that.
We can only touch so many people with our personal lives.
Yeah, I don't like to get out much. I've started going back out into the world, so you get to hear more of those adventures on this new show, because the other great thing about No Such Thing as Grownups is we do it twice a week. Or, well, Tara puts it out twice a week.
Much fun for you.
Maybe even more because we keep them a little bit shorter, a little bit tighter. Use notes. The Curtis and Tara Show has kind of become just too relaxed for me anyway. Where I'm like, it's just a place to, this is why I'm doing this and talking like this right now. It's just like, who cares? Where's that? We're like, we get to the notes. We have fun.
We're going to actually do stuff.
Do the skits. We're going to.
We promise. A skit every show.
Yeah. So it's a little more, it's a more of a show than, hey, come listen to us. Moan about the day. I mean, there'll still be some of that, but again, we'll try to keep it to the funny stuff and not so much of the moaning. Oh,
that's how you get to the funny stuff.
Oh,
though.
If you have been keeping up with the show for all of these years,
and numbers, the Kardashians,
if you've been keeping up with the Kardashians and this show, I find that odd. But yeah, people like weird things. We watch a lot of crazy shows.
You can keep up with both.
We probably get a lot of people hooked on really dumb reality shows.
It's not a race, people.
To wherever their Kardashians are going?
Yeah.
It's true. I mean...
You can probably do it at a brisk walk.
Well, if you break it down, what are you keeping up with them at? At doing?
I thought you just had to keep up with the show.
I thought it was keeping up with,
isn't
like,
that
hey...
What it's for?
No, they're so fast-paced and rich, and
like
they just do expensive.
Keeping up with this show.
Keeping up
Make
with
sure
their
you
partying.
Watch it every week.
I guess that makes sense. That just seems a little...
We should have called it our new show, Keeping Up With This Podcast.
Just, please keep listening to this weekly. Listen weekly. Or listen twice a week. Are you listening?
We got lots of stuff, lots of fun stuff. Tumblr.
Mm-hmm.
Which was our old Tumblr. So
most of that stuff, yeah.
Tumblr,
most of that's the other thing
now.
is some of the
Twitter
Curtis and Tara Show fans have specifically written and tweeted and said, "Hey, so is this a new show now?" Because the Twitter, it just switched names. We didn't start a new one. We just switched the name of that one. No big deal. because we are still Curtis and Tara.
I'm just trying to make it easy for you. Yep. Making this switch as, you know, non-obtrusive as possible. Yeah,
keeping it non-abrasive, no scratches, no cuts,
yeah,
no irritating rashes. It's just, it's right there. The only thing you do have to do if you're subscribed with iTunes or anything, you got to go to iTunes. You got to look for No Such Thing as Grown Ups. Hit the subscribe button.
Because it's going to be coming out twice a week now.
Twice
and
a week.
Like, that's crazy town. You don't want to have to go check that every
And here's the other
two
thing.
Days.
If you're, hey, I want to really support these guys. Like, I really want them to do well. Now is the best time to go to iTunes and leave comments and good ratings and whatever so that we can boost those numbers because we're still in the new and notable area.
We'll still send you artwork.
And yeah, and same deal as this show. If your comment pops up there, you get something in the mail that we make personally. And
you could tell us what you want.
Yeah, and if you can even make a request. Hey, I want a whatever.
Maybe we'll do it.
I want a sexy lady riding a unicorn that's riding a rhinoceros. Like, all right,
we could draw that.
We'll make that happen, I guess. Maybe a watercolor. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe markers. That part you probably don't get to decide. No, probably you don't get to decide that. It really just depends on what kind of mood of our. I might end up doing three or four different versions. You might get all three or four. I don't know. I'm crazy when it comes to making art for other people.
This is a deck cast.
Yep, we're outside. It's not windy and crazy as it normally is. The sky isn't turning black as every other single podcast. It usually, again, when we listen back, doesn't sound that bad. The microphones have some nice little mufflers on them. So everything is normally, I don't know.
You said a muffler.
Yeah. It's muffled up good enough by the muffler. That's not crazy. But to us, it's like, oh my God, is everything going to blow away or into our faces? What's going to happen? Like, this episode must just sound like. And it usually doesn't. And today, I don't know, maybe the opposite. It sounds like a nice, quiet day. And maybe this is the one day that the magic jet stream is just hitting the microphones in just the right way, and all you're hearing is static.
Oh, no.
But on my headphones right now, monitoring the show, it sounds pretty good.
So, oh, we'll go with it.
So, I say we should go with that. So, I don't know. I don't know what else to say about that other than that's where you go from now on. If people don't start showing up on there, well, we will maybe do another Curtis and Tara Show episode to remind you again, like, hey, if you're still waiting for new episodes of this, they're called No Such Thing as Grown Ups Now. Oh, and the name, I guess, we don't talk about it. Well, I guess we do talk about it on the show, but it is basically a comprehensive
guide
to surviving the pre-apocalypse, which we're living in now.
We're going to tell you how you can do that, too.
Yeah.
How you can just be as successful as us at surviving.
Yeah. How to be a person in the world and not get too hurt, not get stabbed.
As a geek.
All of those things. How to be a nerd. How to be weird. How to just be, period. So, again, the same as the normal show, except a different name, more stuff. I don't know why I'm bothering to sell to you guys. It's just this show.
Your soul.
Yeah, you're done.
We had you at Curtis.
You already love it already.
This has to do with the end of something, I guess.
What's that?
On the internet, I read a question.
Mm-hmm.
Or on Reddit or something, I think. And it said, if the end was just that at the end, they give you a choice that you could just redo everything all over again, mm-hmm. knowing what you know now,
mm-hmm.
would you do it?
The fact is, a lot of times you usually just slide into the gutter of what you know, whether you're like, I really want to do something different. You're still like, there's still a deep-seated fear in most people that you do what you know because that's what you're good at. That's, you know, my daily frustration is, why can't I just do what I'm good at? Why does every day I have to learn something new to make whatever I do for a living work? And I'm half super frustrated, but usually at the end of the day, I'm like, well, at least I feel like I did something. If I had just did what I knew how to do, it would have been just like the day before. Then what's the point? It's just Groundhog Day without trying anything. Like, that's one of the things I think people love about Groundhog Day is if I knew I could just keep doing that day and not lose a day, that would be great. I would, you know, learn this or, you know, do whatever, and things that you just kind of normally think are like frivolous, but they're really something that you'd really like to do. I keep trying to look at the world this way. I don't know if I got this from a song or from somebody's blog or God knows what, but it's been rolling around in my head for a little while now. And like basically exactly that, like if you could go back in time and start changing things, but if you just look at waking up every day as what if this was the day that you went back in time to, and you basically know enough at this age, whatever you're at, about yourself that you're like, oh, I know enough about myself within, say, the past 2 or 3 years. Now, if in 2 years from now I knew that much, what would I have liked to have happened? You know, just doing the, you know, one of those, you know, just take a step ahead.
Would you
whatever,
believe
talk
your
yourself.
Older self, like now?
Like that.
Some old man just came up to you and they said, Curtis, I'm you, mm-hmm. Curtis, from a long time from now. Wait.
Yeah.
I have to tell you something.
Well, listen, is this you? Do you know enough about the time stream? Is this you?
I'm you.
But you're based on like what I do from now on.
You,
like,
I know what you're going to do. You're not going to believe me.
Okay, so are you going to tell me that I'm going to do something different, or should you just let me do whatever? And because I'm probably still going to make a few different veer offs now that I've seen you.
Well, I was like, going to tell you to do things differently.
Yeah,
I'm gonna that's the point of coming back here to tell you shit. I wasn't just going to say do whatever the fuck you want. In the future, I swear a lot more.
I guess that's not that weird.
So take that as you as it will.
Okay, so maybe I'll just practice swearing a little more. Other than that, like I didn't.
So you don't want to know?
I don't know.
Of course you don't want to know.
Not really.
I'm just trying to tell you everything you could do to make everything better.
So,
you don't even want
to
know it.
Like, is everything that bad? Is anything bad that
no,
needs to be?
No, of course it's not that bad. You're pretty. I'm a smart guy.
Yeah, exactly. So I figure no matter
what.
What
do you think I would do? Fuck up your life?
Pretty much even, unless you're just going to be like,
yeah, it's pretty even, but it could have been better.
So I'm okay, I'll take this. I'll take one thing. Do you know, like one little
questions.
Thing that
I was gonna,
okay, I know.
Okay.
I know. No, but just listen. You know what I'm going to say. You already know what I'm going to say. Listen, I know. So just let me say it,
right.
All right? Just let me get this out because you're from the future.
The
you
point
know.
Is, I'm from the future. I should be doing the talking.
I
already
know
what you're going to say.
Exactly. So just let
all
me
right,
just
say
smart
it.
About it.
Oh, you're never going to let me get on with
are
this
you just
going
to let me have
it.
Like a lottery win type of thing? Just tell me where to buy the thing and do whatever just to get some extra cash just to help me do this stuff? Or
that would have been a good plan.
You're not. Okay, so you're
I
not as smart as I thought
you didn't say
I was.
This part before.
I did. Okay, so... So
not that I remember.
What were you
going
to say? So you want me to actually change my whole life? Because I feel
well,
like,
I was
like
just
you look like
change your perspective
good.
On life. You like know, I'm, how you just eat hamburgers and, you know, you don't have a girlfriend. Like, you need to get out there more and eat healthy and exercise. You know, maybe do some yoga.
Okay, that sounds good. Yeah, I've been thinking about doing that. So this is me. Wait, I'm still confused. So is this is me?
I'm you.
Since you feel like you've done this before.
Coming back to you now at this point in your life when you're 34.
Okay, this is what I'm worried about. I'm worried that I won't understand time travel in the future as much as it confuses me right now.
It still confuses me. Yeah, I just paid this guy $50 and, you know, it's kind of just like this.
You did? Or did like Mike White or
it's
somebody?
It's at what
like,
you might think
like
of as a mall.
I would do.
Or a strip mall, I guess,
oh,
in
God.
Your time.
In my time. Okay, so, but...
And
all right, here's what
it's
kind of
like
then.
A photo booth or something. Remember those?
Like, this is why I'm saying...
Do those
like,
still exist
the
now?
The money would have helped. Yes, those are still...
Yeah, the
now.
Money would have helped. That would have been...
Wait, how old are you? Like, this
I'm,
is, it's not that...
I've lived to the ripe old age of 117.
Okay, that's what I was expecting based on what I was planning on, how I was planning on leaving my life. So, it sounds about right. So, I mean, so this is you...
And if you just wanted to live it longer or better, I don't know.
Are you just saying I should add a little more yoga? Is this is you?
What,
you
already do yoga? Oh,
you just
I meant to go back to before now and tell you to do those things. Oh, I suppose you're already eating smoothies.
Yeah,
oh,
I already started doing that stuff. So that's
well,
like that's what I'm saying. I'm already making good decisions because
right?
I decided
to. Did you have a girlfriend? Did you meet Tara?
Yeah. Yeah,
damn
everything's
it.
Cool.
I
like,
can't tell you anything more. That's all the good
yeah,
things.
So, exactly.
You're going to get a dog.
Yeah.
His name's Burke off yeah, of your favorite movie, Alien.
He's right here. He's right
damn
here.
Damn it.
What?
Hi, Burke.
Why?
Well, I don't know what else to tell you. You've
like,
got a pretty
I,
good life, man.
Am I having a bad day today? Is that what your problem is?
You no, just I just, come... just randomly picks a day that you go back to when it's not, like, accurate.
Okay, so you were hoping to go before this.
I was
just
hoping
get
to go
money,
back,
get,
you
or
know.
Just get
and
the
then
yoga
I would just
earlier,
tell you to make
be
sure.
A little more.
that you came about to those decisions.
Do some exercise, be healthier sooner. But I feel like, yeah, I'm doing pretty good. So you have, like, what I could really use is probably some extra cash. So you, yeah. And you brought no, you have no ideas. Like,
well, even if I brought it back anyways, it would just be laser beams. No, you can't even use laser beams now.
No,
so
I know.
What do you think you're going to do with it?
But
I'm so stupid back then.
I don't know, but in order.
Don't even know what laser beams
are. You've gotten so lazy.
Do you even know what the internet is?
I'm going to make sure I don't get this lazy. Yes.
Do you know what Siri is? I suppose you don't. Just took over the whole world.
I assumed.
Anyways.
In a good way? Everything's like nice?
Not in a good way. Of course not in a good way.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. Did you watch, like, any future movie from 1990? It's that. That's what it is now.
Oh.
But you're healthy.
Okay, so, So let's go with that one. Let's go with that. So is there anything I can change? Do you think, you know, there was a thing that was, you know.
I should have went back to the 90s and then made those movies not happen.
No.
And then people wouldn't know about making iPods and.
So that was the problem.
Steve
was just
Jobs
the iPods themselves
ruining the world.
So wait,
what?
So is that that's what you're saying? It is the iPad, the iPods that take over. If they were then
yes. It's just like the story in Terminator. It's exactly happens like that, except instead of, you know, whatever was in that movie, it was the iPods.
I was gonna say maybe we could get if we can, but that's not gonna. Yeah, there's no way. You're right. There's no way you're
it's
gonna
too
have
late.
To. I guess
now at this point in time.
All right. Well,
is
then,
Steve Jobs still alive?
No, he's not
Damn
alive.
It.
You're like the. You,
what am I supposed to? I can't fix anything.
No, you're the worst.
I'm just gonna go home. I'm gonna go look at some trees. We don't have those anymore. And
okay.
You know.
All right.
Relax,
so,
I guess, and then I'll go back.
Carry on.
Just keep doing what you're doing. It's fine.
Yeah. So, but I guess I'm. Just, what I'm most confused is your life now. It is based on from what you remember. My life now, like this
yes.
is based on not changing
except
anything.
Except for you telling me the money part. If I would have known that, I would
have
brought back some
of
sort of like lottery numbers or.
So you're saying
you
we,
know
the it's it, life is better in the laser beam, whatever that.
Well, laser beams are lighter than
dystopian
change.
Future. They're lighter than.
They're gonna get rid of the pennies, so save your pennies.
Yeah, they got rid of that already,
damn it.
And I did not. I might have a handful.
I got
handful.
Nothing. I got. I'm not even gonna try anymore. Okay, so just have a good life.
Okay.
Yoga, smoothies, yeah.
All right.
You know.
So like I was saying, I like to think that if I just totally zoned out there and talked to myself in the future, you wouldn't even believe it. I swear, like for no
wow.
reason all the time. It's crazy. But I don't know. I kind of like it. I think I might start doing it. It's fucking cool. This dog is ruining my trip to the future.
Oh no.
Maybe
yourself could have told
but yeah
you about
no
that.
So I would assume like realistically if you went back in time and took over your body like in that time right like people like to imagine that you go back and it's like hey I'm a little kid and now I can see that teacher naked or whatever because I know better because I'm smart like a,
most
you know,
people were
like a grown up
yeah I'd be able to like everybody would think I was super smart going back to school like
why
smart. Would you go through school again you already know what you know
yeah
that's ridiculous
but here's the thing
so
like
they're,
the
they're
only
in
way
living their life they're planning on just redoing the same things
mm-hmm. as a guy who's watched a lot of time travel movies I think that if you went back in time in order to live that sort of fantasy you'd have to be yourself like in your actual grown-up body you'd have to murder the younger version of yourself
whoa
and then take its place but it wouldn't work because it's like oh hey how come you look 30 and yesterday you were 15 ow
oh Burke
so now that the dog is calmed down with chewing a bone if you did go back in time and you looked like and just took over the exact point in time where you were you wanted it you know if I could go back to when I was 17 I would totally change everything you wouldn't know like you know if I only knew what I knew it's like nope you just have to go back and hopefully have better intentions than you did the first time around because you never really know until you get
I
older
I would have worse intentions because I know what I could get away with now.
Yeah, that would be
like if I had to go back and I had to go
problems.
To high school again like I would not spend as much
well, so
fucking
here's,
time on that shit as
here's what I do well what I try to do and here's basically what I was supposed to learn from that group therapy I think was yeah like basically
oh my God, this is a nugget
it's a oh it's a good old nugget of knowledge here. But yeah, no, it's just the thing I just said. Like, if you start the day as if, okay, what if I came back from when I was, say, whatever, 55, 65, whatever, and I'm waking up today and it's like, oh, snaps. Like, okay, what decisions am I going to make today that if I'd came back, I would have wanted to just, okay, just don't do that, do this instead. Like, you know, all those times you're like, oh, if only back when I was 20, I'd taken that week, I had nothing to do and, you know, made a film. Maybe that would have been the film that, whatever, paved the way to me being in charge of stuff and not having to really work too hard or whatever. Like, what if this was the thing? And again, like, I can look back on 1,000 things where I'm like, oh, that was probably my big chance there to be one of these. You know, when you watch even the fake Steve Jobs movie, Steve from Funny or Die, it's still like everything really is just like taking that chance. And a lot of times just that, you know, if I was 15, 12, whatever, the things I should have said in certain situations, and I know now, like, I could have gotten away with it. I should have said, no, what's happening here is unreasonable and crazy. Mm-hmm. And, but for me to say that seems like unreasonable and crazy because I was a stupid 15-year-old, but now it's like, no, now I know that I was right. Then it's like, what are the consequences to being wrong? Anyway, somebody just says you're wrong, and it's like, oh, well, I have to deal with that. And so either way, it's just something I have to deal with. No matter what you do in life, you think, oh, the consequences are so-and-so is going to be mad at me. This thing is going to happen, blah, blah, blah. Bills are going to, you know, pile up here. But it ultimately is, this is going to affect you personally in certain ways. And as much as you can, you know, pretend that, no, not really, it is. You know, everything really does. And you know how, you know, everybody can just kind of look ahead into the future and imagine, well, what's going to happen? Mm. Or regardless of what's going to happen, what are the possibilities? Because, I mean,
there's so many possibilities.
There are, and most of them are available to check out on TV, and you can easily see, like, yeah, that's what could have happened. one big example is back in the, I'll call them the old days, back in the old Kaleidoscope days, when we first started having like a big studio, when we brought people like you in.
Indians.
No, animators and cleanup people and background artists. Like,
we had to hire people like you.
Yeah, like, which means...
when it wasn't all white male dominated.
Well, not just that, but just...
when it turned from a KKK meeting into...
when we had to hire more than just studio. Me and James and Ron to do everything. Like, we're going to start doing TV shows. We can't do it with three people and Sean. And it's like, okay. And then, it, you know, it just got bigger and bigger. And then all of a sudden we had a studio manager, well, our second studio manager. And towards the end of that stuff, like, he had his own company. He was doing post and stuff for our shows. But it was like, oh, this guy seems to, like, basically have the life that we have here. It was like, he was, you know, pretty much like, yeah, this is who I admire, I guess. He doesn't get too involved in people's lives. He lives out in the middle of the woods with his dog. And if worse comes to worse, he's like, I got to go feed my dog. And I was like, you can't fault him for that. You can't say, no, stay. Like, that's a dog. I got to feed it. Like, you're right. Anything else would be just being a horrible person. So you got to, all of us have to allow me to go do that. And it's like, you've got it all nailed down, it seems. And when we were wrapping up a lot of TV shows, and TV just seemed to be getting hard to do, like making shows for children on Canadian, like, animation channels at the time was just like, nobody wanted to put money into it. You don't really make money at it unless you sell merchandise. And the way everything is set up is like, nobody owns anything. So nobody has the rights to make merchandise. It's all madness. Like, TV was just madness. So it's a whole just process of like getting work to be able to afford to do work, blah, blah, blah. But Brandon was like, all right, he's like, what we should do is like, we should go start a little studio, like, just get back to basics. You know, basically there's no money, there's no nothing, but we just have to start making cell phone content. Like, you're crazy. You're the craziest. That's the craziest, dumbest
even
idea.
To yourself.
Yeah. Like, point. I already knew. It's like, I've met this guy. I've had at least a year or two to be like, he's already done all the things that I would have, like, I don't want to do, but he's in that area where he has the power to help me do what I want to do without me having to be some weird business guy. And it's like, I could totally take advantage of this, but I'm going to have to starve to death for a while, and I just can't do that. Like future Curtis, sorry, I have a girlfriend now, and I don't want her to starve to death either, and I'd rather just be with her than taking a chance on this thing called cell phone content, which back then was like, that was before, there was no smartphones, or they didn't have big touch screens. There was just some phones played some little short videos or GIFs or something like that. And it was like, we're going to make some of these. Like, this is crazy. This seems like a lot of work to not actually make any money. But then those ringtones with like the videos, like, all I can picture is that, but that's not even any, that's the Six Flags commercial. But there was like usually those little CG animals, like the naked, the crazy frog. That's what I'm thinking of. So there was him and a couple other things like that, where it's like, it's just a thing, like, and everyone thinks it's cute, and these guys are making tons of money because people are all just paying a dollar to download this, or a quarter or whatever. And it's like, it still, it seems too crazy to do. And there goes the neighbors. And now, I mean, however many years later, like, whatever, 10 years later now, I guess,
it
is.
Can you hear it on the...
Actually, no, I can't really hear it in my headphones, so yeah, it probably won't come up. But yeah.
They're having a monster truck rally over there. I'm not really sure what's going on next door.
I think they must have beat through the muffler on their ATV golf cart thing there, because, yeah, that thing is crazy loud now. When they started up, everything sounds like a lawnmower over there. And everybody showed up to fill their yard, and I guess they're going to get rowdy. But yeah, and now literally it's like a few times... my friend Mike is like, all right, I'm going to do this thing. Like, that sounds crazy. And it's just the exact same situation where it was like, oh, yeah, that thing I should have done back then to get to where I am exactly right now. Like, I could have been there, you know, 10 years ago, or at least on the bottom. And it's like, hey, you're one of the guys that started the thing. And like, just that fear of like, I don't want to be the guy that starts a thing. I want to take something that works and then try my best to do it well, whatever everybody's perception of well is in that thing. You know, like that it was like, I just want to make a TV show. And so that's all I would always concentrate on. It's like, I just, you know, creating a TV show, coming up with TV show ideas, when it's really, it's like, I don't want to run an animated TV show. I don't want to direct it. I don't want to do any of this stuff. Like, that's a lot of work. That's crazy. Yeah. It is fun to come up with the idea.
It sucks. Like, this is like a weird, like a very ego thing to say, but it sucks when you're just really good at a lot of things. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's hard. Yeah. But the reason is because then people expect you to just do that thing for the rest of your life. Like, you're really good at it. Yeah. Just keep doing that. But it's like, no, I'm really good at a lot of things. Mm-hmm. Like, this isn't the only thing I'm good at.
Yeah.
But it's just like the job that I have right now.
Yeah.
And it's just a stepping stone.
Yeah, it's like, it's still the same thing. Like, when, you know, the more I go through, it's like, it's not that I don't want to create a TV show. It's like, I just don't.
It's kind of like when I worked at the Chinese food restaurant. Yeah. And then, you know, someone telling me, you should run your own Chinese food restaurant. Yeah. Like, what? No, yeah. I'm a fucking waitress here. You're like, yeah, but you do it so good. Like,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's...
Just because you can give me the set of stipulations, the set of regulations and whatever. Here's how high I want you to raise the bar at this job. Okay, that's as high as I'm going to go. And I might go a little bit further because it's like, well, if I went this far, I might as well do something. Like, you know, you gotta try and challenge yourself. And then, yeah, then it does become like, hey, you're the best at working at the Chinese food restaurant. Like, that just means these people aren't putting any effort in. That's, you know, like, any job, you can be the best. Like, that's the thing, it just requires effort. That's all anything requires. And back then it was like, hey, like, cell phone game, like, whatever, cell phone technology, like, nope, that's gonna require so much effort. And I'm afraid of failing. And now it is like, hey, what do? Like, I make cell phone games. And it's like, that's what everybody does now. It's not a weird, scary world because, oh, like, cell phones are computers now, so no big deal. It's not as, you know, of course, yeah, I'll play video games on it. And plus, you know, you can also get an iPad version and everything's starting to get interchangeable. And soon it's just going to be a holographic thing that you can just scale up and scale down, like a Reboot or Minority Report.
Oh, God.
Type of computer.
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. But when you look around, it's like, it's really not that crazy. And realistically, again...
It is crazy. Look around you.
I mean, well, yeah, no, it's that's the thing. It's God, like, but once you look around, man, it's so crazy that you have to come back to normalization. Because it's like, okay, if everything is as crazy as I think it is, then I must be just as crazy to be partaking in it. So I got to zero out and... You know, realize, like, I'm just as crazy as everybody else, or everybody else is just as crazy as me. Let's all move towards what to, you know, whatever, wherever the Kardashians are going, let's all try to get there. Mm. And I mean, the Jehovah's Witnesses just came to the door and yes. Tara talked to them and then I talked to them. And if not for the fact, the guy just really reminded me of Terry. And I'm just like, well, I'm not going to send Terry away or just walk away from Terry. But if he didn't look like that other guy, I totally could have walked away from him. And I was just like, all right, I'm just going to take the dog and go in the house and not come back.
The larger one?
Yeah. Like the guy who looked like one of the Soprano guys, one of the brothers.
Yes.
I'm just like, nope, you're intimidating. And as much as you're both reading from the Bible a lot and asking me questions to which, like, I do know the answers. Like, oh, do you know the name of God? And like, according to you guys, yeah, it's Jehovah.
Yes, we learned it all. Everyone learned it on Indiana Jones.
Yeah, also, it's like everything you're saying, all I want to say is, yes, Indiana Jones, Indiana Jones. I know you're not going to appreciate that white-haired old guy, but you're really nice and really friendly.
Mm.
And the thing about the Jehovah's Witnesses, like, they've come to the door before and said the same thing, had the same books. But what they said to me last time was basically like, hey, like, don't you believe that everything is kind of like, kind of magically works together in you know, just perfect harmony and blah, 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 you know, scientifically and otherwise, you know, it's all just a perfect system. And I'm like, yeah, yeah, fractals. Like, yeah, everything is just a big pattern that just keeps multiplying out. And if you go small enough, everything is the same. You go big enough, eventually it just becomes the same thing.
Maybe we could convince them to become like followers of quantum physics.
Yeah, non-grown-ups. Come on, guys. You guys are out here acting like grown-ups. There's no such thing as grown-ups. Start acting like a human being.
Yeah.
That's really the main gist of the No Such Thing as Grown-Up show is that. And that's the thing is, like, the Jehovah's Witnesses, like, the way they presented it is just, like...
Well, it was from a total salesman point of view.
Because oh,
it was
definitely.
Like, first thing, like, first step me. Is to get the person to agree to something, whatever it is. It doesn't matter what it is. Yeah. You just get them to agree.
Well,
can you agree with me?
Yeah.
Can we agree on that?
Well, now that you agree, well, you can't say
now
no.
Now we have a bond.
Yeah.
Okay. So now the next thing I say, like, we've already agreed. So you've made this also, like, just by agreeing to that, you've made this other larger agreement that...
Now we're kind of friends.
Yes, we're friends. Now we formed a friendship.
Yeah. Whether you think it or not, it's somewhere in the back of your head. So he's throwing a lot of those out. And basically, it is just like, but he's reading it in the way of, like, so we just have to all be, like, this specific way that it's written in the Bible that doesn't make sense because it's all, like, talking about, like, magic snakes and stuff. But he's like, yeah, no, the magic snake part and this and that. Like, no. What it's saying is, like, everything's all cool. Like, here's all the vegetation you'll need. God, whoever, nobody. It's all just created in this perfect system. But as long as you leave, like, one tree, you know, one fruit tree, then you can still grow more fruit trees from it. You know, you will always have forever plentiful whatever. Same as if you have, you know, a couple of pigs, you'll always have a couple of pigs as long as you don't eat them all. And that's all, you know, everything in the Bible can just be broken down into living reasonably.
Oh, then you're screwed.
And then, yeah, that's it. Then
you're waiting for it to, like, reproduce through mitosis or something.
Yeah. So that's why you're better off, yeah, with the trees and the vegetation. Like, that's why I think
that's
what it is.
You're better off with two pigs.
I think.
And two trees.
Yeah, like, that's why later on, I'm sure they added that into there. Like, oh, we better tell them about the story of Noah. And, you know, just so people understand, you need at least two animals to keep going. You know, I know we said with the one tree before, I think everybody's just getting down to their last... their last thing, and then they're like, ah, how do I make more? Like, ah, you need two. Guys, we meant, like...
We killed all the women.
Yeah, exactly. So it's just, you know, again, like, everything in that book is just a way to teach you how to be self-preservation. Like, even the stuff that it says about, you know, anti-gayness, realistically, it's just about, hey, if you want to have more people, you have to do it this way and not this way. Like, I don't think it's actually like, and you will be persecuted. I think it's just like your punishment will be, if you think you're going to get kids by putting a dick in a butt, it's not going to happen. Like, sorry.
And that's your punishment.
Yeah, and that's it. Like, that's it. It's not like, you know, again, the Bible isn't, and because I'm watching and I'm going to come get you, like, it's because whatever you do affects what you're going to do tomorrow or what has to be done. Again, if you do 10 push-ups today, you're going to feel a little stronger tomorrow. If
well, they
you
didn't
don't,
say anything I didn't agree
then
with.
Then you won't. Yeah, yeah. Like, if there's nothing I don't agree with other than the fact that at the end
you're
of that...
You're just not agreeing with
the
notions...
imaginary part of
that
it.
That you have perceived elsewhere. Not
yeah.
from them or whatever.
Yeah, well, no. I guess my thing is, like, there's is literally, like, there's a God and
maybe
his name is Jehovah.
Maybe like, you think you know Jehovah.
And he's... that's
but
well,
you don't.
Yeah, no,
witness.
That's... like, yeah, exactly. That's what I feel like. They're witnesses to this. So they're saying, like, no, I know you think that you can just have your spirituality and it can just kind of be like you think you're in the Matrix and everything's, you know,
you're going to force us to join their cult.
A big organic thing and everything is all together. And yes,
you think it's a cult.
Yes, I think it's a cult and they're going to want to make me go do stuff and I don't want to do that. They do have churches. They're going to want you to go.
Why do you think they're going to make you do stuff?
Because that's what people do.
What stuff can they make you do, though?
Just what they're doing. Go and read the Bible to
people.
They're
going to make you do this?
They're going to convince you to want to do it, at least.
You think they're going to be able to convince you to want to do it?
No, I don't think they will, but
okay.
I think that that's
what. Then what are you afraid of?
That's their purpose.
That's the same thing as saying, like,
I don't want to sit
down. A gay guy might hit on me, so I don't want to be around gays or something like that.
If I know specifically, like, I can hang
so
around
the like,
these
Jehovah's Witnesses might try to convert me, so there's no way I'm talking about
that. No, this way. Like, I can go to a whole party full of gay guys.
I am not a Jehovah's Witness.
But
you tell them.
If Christopher
is going to
be there.
I will make sure that they know that you're not. That you don't go that way.
Exactly. No, like, you don't have to, like, if there was a whole room of Jehovah's Witnesses. And that's the thing. But that's the thing.
But we're going
like,
to tell them when they come. They're going to come back. They're coming back.
Oh, God.
They just asked us to read some material, and they're going to come back and talk to us about it, and that's fine. Like, that's exactly what we agreed.
Yeah.
Whatever, they come back. But when they come back, I'm going to tell them that we're not.
Well, that's what I told the guy last time.
Gonna
I was like,
join
it's
any
not that I don't.
Church.
Like, you're doing
you can
great.
Come in and talk to us or whatever, but if your goal is to, you know, is only to convert us.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to be wasting your breath. Don't bother.
Yeah.
If you just want to talk about these pamphlets, that's cool.
And most of them, that's the thing, too, is, like, most of them will just talk about it. Because, like, even that first guy was like, well, we could just talk about it. I'm like, I know we can, but you're still trying to sell me on it. Like, because he was, like, basically just saying, like, hey, everything's cool. And I'm like, yeah, everything is cool. But it could be more cool if you just say, because Jehovah did it for me. At the end. Like, if you just add that part every day. Like, right. No, I don't want to do that. I don't believe you know the name of the guy who's controlling all of this. Like, I just don't. Like, that's my only problem. I don't know. It's like, that's
you
kind
know
of a petty
name.
Thing.
It is Jehovah. Mm-hmm. I think it means the village.
Yeah.
It is Jehovah, and Jehovah is his name.
But here's the thing about Jehovah's Witnesses is, A, if they're around your house,
they were really talking
about you're
the
not
village.
You're not just running into them at their home or at a park somewhere.
You're gonna run into Jehovah's Witness at a park
when
they're not
doing that, when they're not, you know, specifically coming to your house to talk to you about the Bible. Like, that's the thing, is like, I don't think, maybe I'm wrong, I don't think there's any such thing as a Jehovah's Witness that isn't trying constantly to just.
What if they're just over there?
Convert
what if
you?
They're over there converting?
I don't.
All the,
well, then they're gonna have to hear this. Then this is what we're gonna have to say to them.
Monster truck goers.
They're gonna be there a while.
All right.
But like I said, like, same thing is like, that's like in a room full of gay guys. I don't feel like, oh, everyone's trying to hit on me, but. We know that if Christopher...
But in a room full of Jehovah's Witnesses?
Yes.
Everyone's trying to convert you,
yes. Whereas, yeah, it's like we know
they're
that...
They're all out for your soul.
Yeah.
What's worse? Predators, like, they're just trying to hit on you, or people that are trying to convert you?
Well, that's the... Everybody... It's still the same thing.
Or if you're like, I already am in a religion.
Yeah. Everything everybody
Agnosticism
does
is its name.
It doesn't even matter. Everything everybody does is its own little religion. We just don't really notice because you try not to make that big of a deal out of it, because when you do, it becomes religion and everybody goes crazy.
What
so,
is it when you're agnostic? Is that an agnosticist?
I don't know. I'm trying harder to not remember all those because they're all just the same nonsense. I don't
right.
like
you're
something
nothing.
You don't like. Yeah. It's all just craziness.
I have religion. And my religion's name is me.
Yeah. Like, because, again, like, all that's really happening is what's happening right now. Like, whatever you're doing, if you take a look around, that's what the world is right now.
It's probably self-idolicism.
Yeah.
That's what you have. You're just
probably.
In love with yourself.
No, I'm not saying there. Not myself. Like, everybody is, you know, like, what? I guess I'm just trying to say there's
you're
no.
Like, I did everything. Me.
No. Well, there's that. You do. You're the only one in control of your life. So,
but
if you want something for your future.
That can't be true because.
Of your own self, whatever you do then. All right.
You're only
yes.
in control of 1/3 of your life.
Yes. But
so,
your specific body, like what you're doing.
Holy shit. You're just proving that. What's his name again?
Jehovah uh-huh.
does exist.
Oh, God. No, I'm not.
Just keep digging your
I'm
own
proving
hole.
That it's everything is a self-fulfilling prophecy. Whatever you expect to happen is basically what you're going to make
okay.
happen. Just because that's
because
what, like, you know ahead of
Jehovah
time how to prepare for certain things. And you know, looking back on things, oh, that's what I would have liked to do. Well, what do you think you're going to would have liked to do?
I bet you walk on the beach and then you look back and say, oh, there's only one set of footprints there.
Well,
and then those are mine.
Yeah, but that's what I would expect, I guess.
What if Jesus has the same size shoes as you?
I guess.
Do you think it would be cute if Jesus had women feet?
The other point of like what the last Jehovah's Witnesses was saying, what he almost had me pulled in with, was that thing of like, well, you know, Jesus, God, Jehovah, whatever, it's all around us, whatever, just religion and the thing, like all the time, like the force,
right.
How everything is just in everything all the time. So it is like, if God is everywhere, well, then he is in my body. He's in your body. He's in this gazebo. He's He's in the chair leg. He's in the pool water. Like, he's
gross.
Just a part of it. Therefore,
he's in the pool water.
Therefore, he's probably not fully like sentient.
Was
as
he
in, like,
in me before he was in the pool water or after?
Both during and after. Like, always.
That
he's never
pool
not.
Water
so it
is,
like
the
when. Yes. Yeah, so theoretically, when you look back and see the footprints, they are his, and he's the one moving your body.
So Jesus was in there, and it's
been filtered enough times through. Geez. But no, you can't keep Jesus out of your pool water.
Oh,
there's no way.
I don't know about this.
But you
this.
Can't keep him out of your air either. Like, he's...
Oh, my gosh!
And that's why it's not a he or a she or
I
like...
I said, oh, my God, in front of them. Should I have said, oh, my...
Of them? No, it's not a, it's not like
oh
a bunch
Yahweh.
Of... Like, you're picturing a bunch of ghosts lined up and stacked up, like
right.
Tetris filling every core or piece of everything. When it's... No, it's more like... You have to picture when there's like a nanobot type of creature, when it's more like, you know, when there's like a thousand. No, that's still the same thing. It's more.
Oh, geez,
actually, no, it's more like your body. It's like how your body is made up of cells and all these little like atoms and all that stuff. It's just that
this
it's all just
hitting
connected.
On me.
Oh, God.
It's touching me in ways that I don't approve of.
And that's a very, I think, Jehovah's Witness way of looking at things. when you can just look at everything as what it is.
Well, I didn't read the pamphlet yet, but you'll have to find out on No Such Thing as Grown-Ups
what happens.
What happens when the Jehovah's come.
Yeah, because there's...
to take you away and make you do stuff.
No such thing as the Curtis and Tara show.
Anymore.
Yep. But like I said, it'll make
maybe
it...
Maybe we'll have like special...
Yeah, like
to
not,
get it up to 200.
Yeah, because it's
I can't
it's
just leave something. It's like an OCD of
yeah. Like there's still it's just on the archive, so it's never going to disappear. Archive.com and the WordPress, all that stuff is still there.
Always be free for you.
Yeah, so it's always going to be there. So I think yeah, maybe we'll still just have when I need to just talk into the microphone and not do notes. That we'll do a Curtis and Tara show, and then remind people, hey, if you're still getting these, then. Head over on No Such Thing as Grown Ups, and then if we do one of these, we'll remind people on No Such Thing as Grown Ups, like, hey, there's a new Curtis and Tara show. Surprise. And maybe, I don't know, maybe we'll end up doing so many more things. And No Such Thing as Grown Ups @gmail.com for all of your advice needs. If you need advice, we're really good. I mean, based on what you listened today, like, if a Jehovah's Witness really opened up, I think I could probably... Give him enough advice to send him on his way and get him taking care of himself instead of spending all of his time trying to convince people to be happy, which is all that at the heart of the hope of the Bible, everything, all of those religions are really just trying to teach people to be happy in the life that they have because heaven is an afterlife. And what that is going to a new life or whatever based on what you did before, which could, for all you know, be waking up in your own body when you were younger or, you know, maybe 10 years, 12 years, and just like, this is what you always wanted. This is what your heaven would be. Now you're going to live your life different, but are you, or are you going to make all the exact same
decisions?
If
you're like younger than us,
mm-hmm.
It could be like we're your older you telling you what to do.
Could be.
Just like Brandon was to you, but then you didn't listen. Damn it, we could have been millionaires.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
You could have been the next Steve Jobs.
Yeah. That's what he got famous for.
Curtis Jobs.
Cell phone video games. Well, I wouldn't change my name.
Curtis Jobs.
There just wouldn't be a Steve Jobs. They'd just be like, hey, it's Curtis and Steve Jobs. They're both doing
two
completely different things. But
Curtis
they're both
Jobs
equally
and Steve Jobs.
Successful.
They're twins.
You know what? We couldn't. The news is hard
they're
to do.
They're Siamese twins.
These guys
now.
Are twins. Inseparable. We've never seen them in the same place at the same time before. Well, you know how news is. It's like the hardest. We got to go to bed. News is at 11. We go to bed at 12. Give
no
us a break.
No such thing as grown up.
closed captioning, music, and Curtis's attitude for the Curtis and Tara Show provided by Robot Cousin Soundworks. Robot Cousin Soundworks.